If you wanted to go through the full Megillah and do everything that's available to roll you back biologically, physiologically, how much would you spend? What would you do?
Well, some of the things are very inexpensive, and they, you know, people can pick and choose how aggressive they want to be.
All right.
For instance,
let's say it's me. I want to be really aggressive. I've
you
got
want
the,
to do everything possible.
I've got the money to pay for it. What can be done?
Okay. Well, you'll begin, of course, with eating properly. We would discuss, you know, what would be an appropriate diet for you.
Yes.
And the first thing we would do is we would begin to, you know, remove simple sugars from your diet because sugar makes you old.
That laugh you may have heard from the other room was my wife.
I'm sorry.
So, an appropriate diet. So, sugar makes you old?
Sugar makes you old.
Oh, boy.
Of all of the foods that you can eat, probably nothing that makes you old quicker than simple sugar. So, really, we call sugar the white Satan. We really encourage
the
people.
White Satan?
White Satan.
So, I'm glad I drink my coffee black.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
But we're also talking about sugar in soft drinks. That's probably the biggest source of sugar for most Americans.
I have a friend who's on his way out soon then. I mean, he just one after another, carbonated, totally addicted to carbonated drinks.
Well, you know, the average American consumes somewhere in the neighborhood of 154 pounds of sugar a year, and that has been increased also exponentially, unfortunately, over the past several decades. It was only in the neighborhood of 20 pounds or so at the beginning of the last century, so that's gone way, way up, and it's really been associated with a lot of degenerative diseases.
The white Satan seems a little strong, or maybe not. It causes disease. It causes what to happen to you?
Well, let me give you an example. You've heard of the PET scan.
Oh, yes.
Which is a scan that is used to detect cancer cells. Well, as you may know, the PET scan uses radioactive sugar molecules to detect the cancer cells. Why is that? Because cancer cells are so avid in their uptake of sugar. So cancer cells love sugar. So when you want to feed a cancer cell, eat sugar. When you want to starve a cancer cell, avoid sugar.
Got it.
So the same thing applies to heart disease. And heart disease is the number one cause of death in the U.S., and cancer is the number two cause of death. And heart disease is also dramatically accelerated by consumption of sugar. So simply by reducing sugar consumption, you reduce your risk of heart disease and cancer.
All right, well, let's put our cards on the table here. When we're talking about diet, are we talking about something where you might as well be dead anyway because you can eat nothing but chopped green things with other unrecognizable floating things around in there? Is that what you're reduced to?
No, because some of these diets, if you follow them, you might not live any longer, but it'll certainly seem like you did.
Well, so maybe that's because you're eating such horrid food. Every bite is a lifetime.
Exactly.
I lived with the Japanese for a decade, and I know the Japanese are, their longevity record is pretty good, isn't it, compared to ours?
It's very good, and yes. I know that you've been to Okinawa, and I've been to Japan on several occasions.
Yes.
And I've lectured over there, and I really love the Japanese, and I love their culture, and I love their food and their diet. And in fact,
you've been to Japan.
Yes, I've been to Japan.
Do you recall going in front of some Japanese bakery windows, and inside in Japan, a restaurant or someplace that serves food, they put little plates out with a fake but very realistic looking food that you will get when you go inside. I mean, it's all displayed right
there.
They have
little plastic plates of food.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can
do much for me, I'll tell you.
I can shocks Americans. Anyway, I can recall going in and ordering this incredibly delicious looking cupcake. Oh my God, it was just wonderful. It had chocolate on the top and little sprinkles of cool stuff. And I walked into this Japanese bakery. I got a couple of these big sugary cupcakes, and I started eating. And you know what it all was? It was soy.
Soy.
Soy. It was the most disagreeable experience I ever had in my life.
Well,
that's what they do.
I've made trips to Japan each year for the past 3 years, and unfortunately, I have watched what has happened in Japan over the last 3 years, which is there's been a progression in the incidence of overweight Japanese.
The Americanization of Japan.
The Americanization of Japan. And I know you've been to Okinawa.
Yes.
And Okinawa is famous for a philosophy that they have over there called Hara Hachibu. And Hara Hachibu means stomach 80% full.
Mm-hmm.
And this practice is essentially reducing your calories so that you get up from the table not stuffed, so that you're still a little bit hungry even. And this Hara Hachibu philosophy is really a form of caloric restriction. And I think this is the reason that the Okinawans have more centenarians, people who live past 100 years.
They do indeed.
Than any place on Earth.
They sure do.
And when Okinawans, it's not because Okinawans have better genes than people elsewhere in Japan or elsewhere in the world.
It's what they eat.
It's the way they eat and what they eat. And when the Okinawans move to Hawaii, they live less long. And when they move to California, they live less yet. So it's really this caloric restriction and eating properly. So really, eating like the Japanese do, eating a lot of fish, drinking green tea, eating vegetables, not overdoing on the sweets. That's this type of life, lifestyle in this diet, I think, is really associated with longevity. So that's one of the fundamentals.
So you're telling me then that the diet that you would have to assume would be much like the Okinawans?
Not necessarily. That's one type of diet. We also like the Mediterranean diet, the diet that's rich in tomato products and olive oil and fresh fish, a little bit of chicken, lots of fresh vegetables. That diet is also associated with longevity and is a very healthy diet. So people can pick and choose. They don't just need to eat sushi and octopus and things like that. People can pick what is right for them. And the diet that I follow is quite varied, and it's very enjoyable, and I don't eat sugar, but I do well with this diet, and I enjoy it.
And
it's not a strain.
What percentage of the first-level treatments for longevity would diet represent? What percent?
I don't know that I can give it a precise number, but I think that's one of the most fundamental. If you eat a very bad diet, I think that it's hard to overcome a lot of the other factors, let's put it that way. So, a significant percent, so let's say 20-25% at least.
Would it be the end of hamburgers, doctor?
No, not necessarily, but if you're going to eat hamburgers, it might be better to eat a very lean cut, because it's not so much the meat as the fat in the meat, so
right.
Eating a very lean cut of meat would be good.
Mm-hmm.
People have turkey burgers. People have buffalo burgers and hamburgers as well, but the leaner cuts are better to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a matter of not eating them. It's just eating them, don't eat them every day.